Bhava, the Supreme, Absolute Truth, Vishnu, all pervading, ascribes of God. So, His potency must be also spiritual. Just like the sun grows, His reservoir of heat and light. Everyone is wrong. So his potency, unglowed potency, sunshine, is also given light. It is not different from the sun. Shakti is potency. Shakti, Shakti Mato Abhidhita. The potency of a certain person is not different. There is no difference in quality. He said, example, the sun and the sunshine. Sunshine is the potency of the sun. But the quality of the sun and the quality of the sunshine is the same. These are right. So, Vishnu Shakti, there are, according to the Vedic information, he has got many multifarious potencies. Perhaps Shakti Vivida Yuvasya, different types of Shakti. He can see different types of agency, energy. He is watching within this creation. Take for example the leaves of the tree. Some of them are green, some of them are red, some of them are yellow, some of them are mixed. Similarly, fruits, different tastes, flowers, different flavors. Marriage. But where from it is coming? The sunshine. The sunshine is the same. But it is acting in different way. So we see different manifestation. This is crude material example. Similarly, if we take the spiritual original, then the original is Krishna. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Aham sarvasya prabhava. It is not defined from Krishna. Aham sarva. All these colored manifestations. It is coming from Krishna. Matta sarvam pravartate. Everything is coming from me. So this understanding is really Krishna consciousness. पहले लगता है वन ओनली एकम ब्रह्म द्वितिया नास्ति कृष्ण इज अबव ब्रह्म ये अबव ए स्लाइट आइडिया ब्रह्म जनरल बट कृष्ण इज परम ब्रह्म देयर आर मेनी मिलियंस ऑफ ब्रह्म एंड अबव दैट द सुप्रीम ब्रह्म इज कृष्ण परम ब्रह्म परम धाम अभिक्रम परम तो कृष्ण शक्ति एवरीथिंग इज कृष्ण शक्ति पोटेंशियल देयर इज नो डाउट अबाउट आम सर्वस्व प्रभव मत्स सर्व प्रवर्तते इति वाक्य वासुदेव सर्वमी थी वासुदेव से दैट इज कृष्ण And he's working so many ways. Enormous. How is he working? That is said in the Vedas. Sabhaviti jnana balokriyasa. He has got so unlimited potency. The things have been done very naturally, without initiative. But the background is Krishna. Just like we see one flower, right? A very small flower. The stem is very fine. And the flower is decorative in the different colors. But this is not a real thing. If you are a painter, if you paint such a flower, it will take so many days. Very difficult. But don't say simply that it has come automatically. No, there is no such thing as automatically. It's there. And you, when you paint a flower, you have to employ so much energy. But Krishna has also do that, the same energy. But it is because it is so natural for Krishna. Sarama Jnana Balakriya. Simply by his meaning, it is happening. You haven't got to endeavor for it. That is the difference between Krishna's activities and our activities. Although we are born, the tendency at least, because we are part and parcel of Krishna, we are not the same quality. Hrithogna-kya-tathāpara. Hrithogna means anything. They are also of the same potency. So, then what is the difference? The difference is that the Kshetrajna, the living entities, are prone to become under illusion. That is it. We are small, very small. Therefore, we are prone to be extinguished. Just like the fire, and the fire is spark. The spark, when it is out of the fire, it is extinguished. No more fire is there. But so long, it is flame in the fire, since fire is nice, brilliant spark, I mean, not dancing. The quality is the same. I can burn, and a small spark, it falls down. It will burn, your cloth is very small, but it will itself become hot. This is how we feel. The same spark, man, is out of his construction. It is, excellent avidya. Immediately he is covered by darkness. Excellent. His spiritual quality. Not finished at the store of the time. His spiritual quality cannot be finished because it is spiritual. Nahannate hannamani sarire. The spiritual quality cannot be finished. It goes on. Karena kau dia hilang, he go through another body, transfer this from the soul. And unless he again unites to his original consciousness, he has to go through. Yes. He has to struggle for existence. He's trying to get his original condition. Like Krishna, brilliant, like the fire. So this is called struggle for existence. Avidya tapasya. They are trying to be happy. They find a new way of sitting. They simply struggle. What is the aim? Aim how to become happy. Somebody is drinking, somebody is gambling, somebody is going to the restaurant, somebody is going to the dinosaur square, and somebody is going here. Yeah. The real aim is how to become happy. But because in avidya, ignorance, they are unable to become happy. That is it. Avidya, karma, sangha, anya, tithyasa. This avidya is illusion. Illusion. That's why we are now in that covered with this body and I'm thinking of this body. This is avidya. I'm not this body. So again you have to draw to this knowledge that you are not this body. Because you wanted to dominate over the material nature. Therefore, you have got this material body. Because you wanted to live his soul, you have got this half body. Because you wanted this, jump over unnecessarily, creating trouble, you have become one thing. Because you wanted to drink fresh blood, you have got the body of a child. This is called avidya. He is not a tiger, nor pig, nor monkey, nor the so-called human being, nor American, nor Indian. He is still so. That knowledge to come from that avidya, from ignorance. One has to come to the knowledge. Then his life will be successful. Our Krishna consciousness movement is trying to bring back the human society. Because it is not possible to bring back the monkeys and cats and dogs to Krishna consciousness. That is not possible. So those who are of the dog mentality, cat mentality, monkey mentality, it is difficult for them. They have to change their mentality by satsang. This is called satsang. Just that we are hearing from the shastra and we are speaking from the shastra. This is called satsang. Satana prasannat mama bija sangyada bhavanti vittanda rasayana prasannat. By satsanga, by real spiritual association, by talking with them, by mixing with them, satāna prasangā, mama bīja sangvīja, then we can learn about the unlimited potencies of Krishna. Mama bīja sangvīja, bhavanti rittam narasāna tathā. Then it becomes very pleasing to the heart and to the ear by satāna prasangā. Otherwise, it is not possible. If you go out to a professional disciple, how you will enter in this year and go out in this year? So there is no life. It is business. So you cannot do business with Krishna. Krishna is not agreeable to this purpose. He is master. You cannot utilize him for your service. You must engage yourself to his service. That is one. Sarva dharma purta jamaam karma sarva. That you can be that attitude, that Krishna is my master, I must have Krishna. I shall not take Krishna, an instrument, to become my son. That is not possible. Although it is said that poor kinds of man, Sukritiva, whose background is pious, they come to Krishna. One who is impious, he cannot see. Ramana Vishkitanam Mura, Prabhupada, Dinarana, Maya, Apositam Jnana, Asuri, how? Why few selected person come here? Because it requires background of pious activities. Otherwise it is not there. We do not expect that 10% of people will become Krishna conscious. That is not possible. But if there is one ideal Krishna conscious person, he can do benefit to many thousands. If there is one moon in the sky, he can illuminate the whole universe. Natatara house, that is tingling stars, they are not possible. So, if that is happening, avidya karma sangha sanya, being enwrapped by avidya, illusion, they are struggling for existence. So, Krishna personally comes himself to deliver them. Parityanaya sadhuna vinashaya sudhushtita. That is his true business. So, Krishna conscious, Krishna's devotee also take up the business of Krishna. By this Krishna consciousness moment, and it will do good to him and as well as to the persons amongst whom he will preach. But preach, don't manufacture preach. Preach as it is in the sastra. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his sastra. Jare rakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. You do not become a rascal guru yourself by manufacturing some imagination. And you do this, give me some money, and you become God, you become this, you become. These rascals are done. One thing. What is that? What is said by Krishna? What is the difficulty? What Krishna has said, you see. Parmana bhavan makta madhyadi manamastu. These four things, that you just become a devotee of Krishna. How can I become devotee? Come to the temple, offer a little obeisance, take prasadam. What is the difficulty? If you say there is no difficulty, if one comes, there is no difficulty. But they are so restless, they will not. They are giving so much facility, but come here. Live in this nice building. And hear about Krishna, take prasada, chant and dance. Very happy life. But there will be some hope. They are preparing their life for that purpose. To become a dog next life. They prepare like that. So therefore, the Krishna consciousness moment is the topmost welfare activities in the world. People should try to understand it and join it and take advantage of it. Thank you.